to the Silly with the Lilligans. This is Mitch, your host. With me, as always, is the indubitably beautiful Brad.
What up?
How are you, Brad?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just I'm old. You know, and I talked to the doctor, and he said it's not going to get better. Just, it's a chronic condition I have to live
prognosis
with.
Prognosis aging.
Yeah, he gave me some pills, but it's not going to make me younger.
Wait, the doctor or Rocco gave you
pills? Oh, no, I don't take anything Rocco gives me.
Okay.
Well, there's
the high hard one.
There was the VD, but.
So we've got all sorts of things going on. For November's supposed to be a quiet time in soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're supposed to be like, I wish it was.
It was like we probably need to podcast just because it's been, you know, a little couple weeks here. But I've actually filled a whole page full of stuff to talk about.
You actually have notes?
I have notes.
And you're not going to throw them over your shoulder pissed off?
This is the second set of notes. I made a first set while I was at work.
A second revision?
Well, I made the first set while I was at work and then promptly left those notes on my desk when I left.
So you were hard at work is what I'm understanding.
Yeah. You know.
Taking your job serious.
It's a Tuesday.
Okay. It's a day that ends in Y.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to think about tomorrow where I bring out the recycling.
Wednesday is the day.
Yep.
Oh,
business time.
There is a lot going on.
Really? For November, as you said, there's a lot going
on. This is supposed to be the downtime. This is supposed to be when people are getting ready for Christmas. And no, we're still soccering.
Yep.
Speaking of soccering.
Lots of soccering.
That was the shittiest transition I've ever had.
That's all right.
All right. So I understand that we were in the paper today.
Yes. We were in the online version. I don't know if we'll make the print version, but we're in the online version. Of the Riverfront Times.
It was pretty awesome. We got to thank D. Melsh.
Yeah, they put out an article, I guess it was a couple weeks ago now, about is St. Louis ready for an MLS team? You know, basically, St. Louis is such a great soccer team. Why don't we have an MLS team? And, you know, I just kind of retweeted that, and I tweeted back, you know, well, they need to come out to a St. Louligan game, or to a game with the St. Louligans, and D. Melsh knows a guy there and kind of put him in touch with us.
Ray Downs.
Yep.
Ray contacted me and we set something up a couple days or a week ago or whenever it was. And he wrote a nice little article, which we're checking out. Got some good attention for us.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the article, you can go to our Facebook page or our Twitter page. Is it called the Twitter page?
Sure.
Twitter feed.
Twit page.
The twit. I don't know.
Somebody help us.
That went nowhere. But yeah, there's links, and you can click on those links. And
or
you can
even go to RFT, riverfronttimes.com, and search Lilligans. It's tagged with us.
Right. And please like the article and share it if you're so inclined. Maybe we've got some new listeners who found out about us from that article, and welcome if you are new listeners.
I think we're adding new listeners every day, Brad. We have that kind of reach.
It's a fucking juggernaut is what it is. I mean, pretty soon, we're not even going to have to drive the thing. It's just going to go on its own.
I think people are going to come to us to record. We won't have to, do this kind of thing anymore.
Well, I mean,
we'll be sitting on top of a mountain.
We'll get, asked to host other topic shows, too. You know,
the McNeil Lair Report.
Well, I'm just thinking, a Judge Judy podcast or something,
There's always something out there for everybody.
I'd love to interview the losers on Judge Judy or Judge Brown or any of those other judge shows. It could be our thing.
You got a little more time during the day to catch up on your judge shows.
Yeah, losers on judge shows. That's the name of the podcast. Look for us on Twitter.
Oh, this is going to get worse.
It's mostly going to be like paternity guys who found out they are the father.
Well, that was
because that's what I considered the losers.
I was hoping to get on the Maury You Are the Father podcast.
We could do that.
Whatever.
Have those guys on and talk about it.
So we've actually had a pretty good year for media for us.
Yeah.
Hooligans. We got the RFT today.
Right.
The Journal did something on us at the beginning of the year last year, whenever it was.
Yeah.
We were on Fox 2.
You were on Fox 2.
There was a lot of us.
You and Shannon. Well, you and Shannon were the pretty ones on camera.
I am beautiful, baby.
I know. That's why I stayed in the back. I didn't want to be. I didn't want to scare people away.
No, they couldn't handle this high definition between the two of us.
It is a widescreen, but I don't think it's that wide to get us both on there. But anyway, no, it was good.
We're starting to finally get some attention, some recognition. This is the way it's supposed to be done, you know, just yes. One step at a time.
Yep.
Problems with the mic stand?
Yeah, a little bit. That's all right. Anyway, basically the article we talk about what we normally talk about, just getting out and supporting local soccer. You know, whenever these articles come out, there's always the haters that come on immediately. St. Louis doesn't deserve a team, and well, who wants soccer anyway? And it's not as good as the EPL. And
I like the Captain Obvious guys. Well, first you need a billionaire.
Yeah.
Well, no shit, Sherlock.
We know this. We know that just because we're getting together and having fun at soccer games, we don't expect someone to hand us a team. We don't. No, it'd be nice, but that's not how it works.
Fuck it, I'm out of here.
And we
I'm
know,
done.
And we know this, and you know, we can still have fun. I mean, neither one of us. I mean, some people still hold out that hope that the billionaire is going to come and wave his magic wand, but we know that's not likely.
I would say it's more than not likely.
Right.
Highly unlikely.
But that doesn't stop me from having fun at the lower levels, and that doesn't stop me from hoping we move up a level. So. Don't let the haters ruin your day. Come out and have some fun, and you know, it doesn't have to be MLS to have fun. And we all still enjoy watching MLS, and we've all got English teams we watch, and we're all fans of the national team. I mean, this is something to do in addition to that. So come out and have some fun.
So we've been having some fun.
Yep.
The PISL had their season opener.
That was fun.
We had Matt Williams, general manager and head honcho of the PISL, on the last podcast. So if you didn't hear that, you want to go ahead and check it out, because Matt's a great dude and great person to have on.
Yep.
And their home opener was an event.
If anything, that home opener solidified the fact that PISL like us. Because
it wouldn't pass tolerance.
If they did not like us, we would be banned.
Yes.
Things got wild.
It went past silly.
It went a little higher than silly, yes.
You know, but then again, when Matt's up on the glass yelling Uthraco,
yeah,
you know they appreciate it.
No, and it got silly and it got good. The PISL won. It was a fun time.
They thumped Tulsa.
They thumped Tulsa.
Tulsa's first game, 7-4 loss to the PISL.
Yes.
Beat the shit out of them, really. There was a laser show.
Brick killed a guy. Yeah, there was
a laser and smoke
show.
Well, we tried to help them by holding up our phones to light the way.
I forgot about that. Yes, it was something. But no, they're trying hard to put out a product, and they're, you know, improving their facilities, and they're having fun, and they let us have fun, and that's the thing. I mean, just. We had fun. That's the bottom line.
It was nice to be back in the old building.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of felt like home.
They let us get crazy in the corner. You know, it's pretty much anything we want.
The one guy watching the door just to make sure we didn't sneak in alcohol was pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. He was like, no, do whatever you want. I just have to make sure you don't bring in any alcohol. So,
we
you know.
We brought some in our stomach.
Well, yeah, we need to tip him more next game because he kept opening that door and, you know.
He's a good doorman.
Yeah. A little mad at Lindsay. Because there wasn't a boat.
Yeah, her attempt to placate us with the little plastic boats.
Not going
to
work, Lindsay.
Not funny.
Nope, we need a boat.
Yeah, and when we say a boat, at least 6 feet in length.
We need a boat that could hold two men and a dog. At least.
In international
waters. I mean, I'd like a yacht. I'd like a pontoon boat. But just a rowboat.
With an outboard motor.
Yeah, but just give me a boat of some kind.
Yes. Even an inflatable raft like the Army uses. When
yeah.
They get dropped
oh, yeah.
Helicopter.
A Zodiac.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be
that'd
awesome.
Work.
You know.
Well, we're pretty open. I mean.
Yeah.
We could come up
a
with
canoe,
plenty of options.
A kayak.
Kayak.
Yeah.
It all works. I'm good with all these.
We need a seagoing vessel. Because when we get in international waters, things get weird. And but anyway, we'll let Lindsay slide on that.
Only because she had a lot to do.
But yes, she did have a lot to do, but we had a good time out there. I think everybody that showed up had fun. So just want to encourage people. They're on the road for a couple weeks, but they will be back November 30th.
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, which is another good thing. Last one was a Friday night game, so kind of weird for some people getting off work, getting over there. But a Saturday night game, we want more people out there, and we want to have some fun.
They'll be against the Wichita B-52s.
They played them last weekend, lost So this will be a revenge match.
And it was a close game.
Nine to eight, yeah. I believe it was. Yeah,
And what kind of fucking name is the B-52?
Great if you're singing Rock Lobster. But if you're a soccer team, it sucks.
Yeah. Should we, at what point does Greg do the Love Shack?
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then their next game after that is the 7th of December.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about that while we're here.
Because it's going to be against the Waza from Detroit.
That's awesome because we love to hate the Waza. The dancing circus seal, whatever you want to call them.
Dominic.
Low flow. it's the Waza Pro Flow, but I like to call them low flow.
Like the toilet, the low flow.
Well, they need that pill that makes your urine stream thicker.
Wait, what?
They got low flow. I think it's closely related to low T. But I got the low flow.
I am not aware of this, and I don't. Is this an old thing since you're old now?
Maybe. Maybe my doctor's talking to me while he was fingering me. Bend over.
That's called a prostate.
Yeah.
Exam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just something you do. So this coming Friday, the next Friday, the 30th. No, it's going to be even the next Friday.
Yeah,
it's way out.
It's they
got
out.
This nasty road trip, but the 30th, home game, come out, have some fun. But then the 7th, the other part of that is it's the MLS Cup final that day.
Ooh, yeah.
And a lot of us are MLS fans. We have no team in St. Louis, but that doesn't keep us from watching our you know, National League and our having our favorite teams.
Until we get our own.
And so we're trying to organize a local bar there in the area to host us and watch the game and then go right over and watch the Piasaw game after that.
There's no way that ends well, right?
For me, it'll end well, hopefully.
I mean, somebody else is driving.
No, I'm good. I quit drinking.
What's that in your hand?
Pen. No, I am not. I didn't quit drinking. I mean, I meant that figuratively. It's just a saying.
You mean you're just not drinking right now?
It's just a saying.
And now you're going to start up again as soon as that beer hits your
mouth. I didn't mean that literally.
But yeah, so we're working with the Piasaw to try to arrange something. They're working with some of their local sponsors to try to hook us up with a place to get silly.
And, watch the Twitter page or Twitter feed and the Facebook page, and we'll let you know where we're going to be and what time and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it'll be a good time watching Real Salt Lake beat Houston.
As long as those two teams are in it, I'm happy, but it's been a few years since Houston won one. I'd like them to win another one.
I think you can eat a bag of dicks on that idea.
Okay. I'll be eating a bag of dicks.
Wow, and John's just trashing the bottles over there.
Producer
John, not very upright.
While we're talking about indoor soccer, let's talk about our other local team, the Ambush. They are starting up this year. Old name, new team. Their home opener is on November 22nd. It's a Friday night also. They have a game the following day, November 23rd.
Back-to-back
games.
Back-to-back
games. Yep. One of them is against the other team they own, the Roar. But
I hope they come out to Katy Perry all the time.
That would be awesome.
That would be fantastic. Anything to just make it silly, because right. The Roar is a terrible name.
Roar is a terrible name. But they are opening up, and we encourage everybody to go out and try out the Ambush. It's at Family Arena. We've been asked a lot about what the Luligan's presence is going to be at the Ambush. And right now it's still kind of a don't know situation.
A case by case basis.
We did talk to them early on about having a supporter section. The prices were a little high. And part of that is a function of being at Family Arena. I mean,
certainly,
it's not the Ambush's fault. They have a high rent to pay out there. But we couldn't really come to an agreement where a large majority of fans were going to buy a season ticket package.
And to be fair, the season ticket price at this time of year is a little bit more difficult one to fly.
Well,
when you're looking at a couple hundred dollars just before the holidays, it's an expensive item to budget for.
and couple that with the fact that most of our group are primarily outdoor soccer fans. And, I mean, we've got the Piasaw, too, that a lot of people have already committed to the Piasaw. I mean, Piasaw have been supporting us for, you know, 3 years now. And we've got a decent season ticket package there. We will, of course, go to some Ambush games. We will organize a few group outings, so watch the page for that. There are some Luligans who plan on going to more Ambush games. So, you know, we'll let you know when people are going to be there. And after the first game, they might set up a routine of where they're sitting or tailgating or whatever. We're not sure is basically what I'm saying.
It's a new thing. It's going to take some getting adapted to and used to.
And I'm sure it'll grow. So, yeah, give us time. We'll figure out what our presence is going to be at the Ambush games. It won't be as big as it is at the Lions games. Probably won't be quite what we do for Piasaw. But, you know, it'll happen. And be a part of it. I mean, that's the other thing. If you're gung-ho on the Ambush and this is your first, you know,
get on out there,
foray into the Luligans, maybe you can be part of the group that is in charge of the Luligan branch of the Ambush fans. So
I highly encourage that.
Yeah. Just get a hold of us on Facebook and Twitter and tell us, you know, you want to be in charge of that, and we'll support you in any way we can.
Yeah, because we need people to do those kind of things.
Yeah, and we want soccer at all levels to succeed in St. Louis. So
it's about people taking the initiative to get something done. It's not always going to be a centrally run thing. I mean, there's not really a hierarchy. There's not really any sort of, you know, hardcore organization to it. So a lot of times it's just, if there's a ball to be picked up and run with,
right,
go ahead.
Well, and some of our East Side guys go to more Piasaw games than I do, for example. You know, they're kind of running the show out there and in charge of welcoming new members and stuff. So maybe you could be that person for the Ambush. So if you're interested in that, let us know.
Wow.
And maybe I'll show up and you'll be asking me who I am. That'd be nice for change.
Wow. What would that be like?
It'd be like, I'm just a guy. Don't worry about me. Where's the beer? I'm new here. Isn't the first beer free?
Yeah, what's this free beer movement thing we keep hearing about? I would like to know about this.
So please go out to the Ambush and tell us what you think. And if it catches on, we're looking for new members. So you could be that new member.
Speaking of new members.
Yes.
We have added a handful of people from the American Outlaws local chapter.
Yep.
We're all together, as the prior podcast discussion was, is that, you know, we all want the same things. We all draw from the same pool. We all have the same...
We're not competitors.
We're brothers and sisters.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can all get together for American, United States, USA fan games.
America.
You know, I quit drinking. and whenever a local team's playing, they can come out and join with us. And
we're all arm in arm, baby.
Everybody's happy.
Arm in arm, bitches.
Yep. But So,
USA has a friendly on this Friday, the, what is it, the 15th. They're going to be in the Scotland.
The Scotland.
Capital T, like the Ohio State.
Guess I was thinking the Ohio State University.
X-Wing at Aloysiousness. It's a 2 o'clock game, which kind of blows.
Blows for those of us with jobs. For those of you without jobs or who have flexible schedules, it's awesome.
For those listening that are homeless,
yes,
it's a good place to be.
Yep.
But so as usual, they'll be at the Amsterdam.
Yep. Basically, you can count anytime there's a USA game, the American Outlaws will have some people at the Amsterdam.
Yeah,
obviously more crowded on a Friday night than a Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. But if you're not doing anything, please go out to the Amsterdam. Say hi to the guys out there and enjoy the match with USA fans.
And then a few days later, on the 19th, there's another game.
Yep.
And that, well, it's 1:45, so it's not a 2 o'clock game, it's 1:45.
Right.
And they are against Austria that day.
Australia?
No, Austria.
Yeah, it's pronounced Australia.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, these are the people that helped Hitler.
It's like a 400-mile plane ride, right?
No, these are the ones that, you know, they're evil.
Oh, it's North Australia.
Yes, it's North Australia.
Right.
So that's Tuesday the 19th.
It's much smaller.
Yes.
And in the middle of Europe.
and they have a little bit better car manufacturing.
Nice cars, bad mustaches.
Wow.
So.
I think you could say that for a lot of people.
That's true.
Just not Jeffco.
No. No, we're glorious mustaches.
And terrible cars. God bless.
But yes, so they'll be playing Austria. I think that's how you say it. But again, an afternoon game. So if you can, go to the Amsterdam and join our friends out there. Bird will be out there.
Of course. He'll ditch his child.
No, he might bring the kid. Sometimes he brings the kid.
That's true. The kid can run and get beers now. He's walking.
Yeah. Other guys will be out there.
Yeah.
They've always got a good crowd there. So please go out. And if you're not a member of American Outlaws, look into it. American Outlaws are online, so just Google it, and you can find out all about the best supporters group for the United States national team.
I got my shirt. I got my bandana. I'm official.
Yep. It's pretty cheap. You get a free T-shirt, and you get discounts on other stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of discounts. When Smith was saying that there's a lot of discounts, I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, just like when you get discounts from your insurance or whatever.
Right. No, it's good deals on products and game tickets. And
yeah.
I mean, I got an email today that said if I'm going to be in Scotland, they're organizing some kind of supporters match before the game. Like,
how awesome is
it's
that?
Like, fuck, I might fly to Glasgow just to get in a game.
Just choose your shirt carefully.
Oh, that's true.
You don't want to wear the green hoops that you're wearing right now.
I might get in trouble.
Well, speaking of green hoops, we could just transition on to the next thing.
Dun, da, da. It's flowing.
Obviously, we still got a little bit of time till Lion season.
Yes.
But speaking of the Lions, we haven't really gotten anything new on Los Chupacabras.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, there is a rumor that the Lions are going to be involved in purchasing a USL Pro team for the St. Louis area.
Which would always been the goal.
Glavin owns the rights to a USL Pro team. If it happens, it has to pretty much go through Glavin. And there is a rumor that will be starting. At first, we heard 2014 or 2015. Looking like more...
I'm getting concerned. 2014 seems to be short notice.
Yeah, it's going to be slapped together awful quick if it's going to happen for 2014.
The way I look at it, they've got about 2 months.
Yeah.
Because once you hit January, those balls got to start rolling, both literally and figuratively.
The USL Pro Combine is in January.
Right.
And you got to figure by that time they've already started organizing the season. I mean, there's been more articles in the last couple of weeks that USL Pro definitely wants to expand. We know they're going to Sacramento and to Oklahoma this year. And there was a little bit of a worry with Phoenix FC. The owners of Phoenix FC got their ownership revoked. And it looked like Phoenix FC was going to fold, but they found new ownership. So the team's in place. It's just new owners.
Which is crazy that they revoked owners.
Well, you know, I mean, we know exactly how this happens through our time with AC St. Louis. And
wait, what?
Yeah. And you know, things were fine until the investors pulled out and there was no money.
Pulled out.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what happened in Phoenix, but seems like a similar kind of thing. They started missing benchmarks. Players didn't get paid. which also happened in St. Louis, players not getting paid.
I still haven't gotten paid.
Kyle still hasn't got the jersey that he ordered, which was a part of the Wikipedia page for a while, but keeps getting
so
taken
great.
Down. But anyway, good news is they found somebody in Phoenix to take over, so they won't lose that team.
Which is good, because I think having teams spread out a little bit more. Granted, Phoenix is still just a couple hours away from Southern California, but you still need to be not so condensed.
Right. So, good news there. The bad news is, well, it's not bad news. We just don't know when St. Louis will get into the mix. If we miss 2014, we're hopeful that 2015 will happen. But, of course, we will bring you the information as soon as we have it.
Chupacabras.
If you don't know, Mitch and I have named the team the Chupacabras. That was an early rumor going around that we fell in love with.
And there was a logo that we saw, too, as well.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's real or not, but
it's good enough for me.
Whatever they name the team, I'm calling them the
it's
Chupacabras.
It's real enough to me, damn it.
Yes.
So I'm good with Chupacabras. And, you know, really, if there's any professional team that wants our support,
Yep.
Name their team the Chupacabras.
Yeah, I'll transfer allegiances.
I have no problem with that. I can be a whore.
So there you go.
Wow. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in a very short time.
We've covered almost everything on our list except for, well, two things. Let's do the one little thing first, and then we'll get to the big thing.
Are you talking about, oh no.
I'm talking about the new segment sponsored by Noah Fazekas.
Yes, yes. We have a new segment that we're going to have every podcast.
Yes.
Noah Fazekas is sponsoring this first edition of it.
It's Noah Fazekas is the St. Louis goalie from last season.
The Lions goalie.
Sorry, Lions goalie from last season. If you don't know him, he's a great guy. He won the Luligan Player of the Year award.
Even though he didn't start that game.
It's weird, but anyway. When I put out on Twitter and Facebook, as I always do, that we were doing a podcast and what should we discuss? Noah was quick to respond, and I left my notes at home, so I don't have the names of all the questions. We've covered all the topics that were brought up, but I don't have the names of who asked. But I do remember this one. Noah asked that we please, please make fun of Johnny Brown.
So, in light of that request, here is the every episode will happen make fun of Johnny Brown moment. Would you like to start?
Yes. Johnny Brown is short.
Johnny Brown talks funny.
If Johnny Brown would have been accepted into Barcelona's training academy and gotten the right hormone therapy, he may be messy, but he's not.
Johnny Brown once killed a man with a trident.
Johnny Brown is the coach of a women's soccer team because he can't get a girl on his own.
Hey, wait a minute. That's my alma mater.
Yeah.
One of the eight colleges I went to. Johnny Brown is the coach in the armpit of Missouri.
That's all I got. Johnny Brown's a nice guy.
We love Johnny.
Just love to give him shit, though, and hope he comes back this Lions season.
In some
and
capacity.
Watches some games with the fans, if nothing else.
I think that's a mandatory.
First of all, I think he should be the assistant coach, and he can translate what Tony's saying to some of the kids that don't speak Glaswegian.
He might have to get like a dry erase board.
Yeah, because there's flow charts and diagrams.
Because depending on how angry Johnny gets, he kind of gets a little slurring too. Yeah. So, or that might just be the alcohol. I'm not quite certain.
So, yes, Johnny, come back. Come to a game with us.
First beer's on Brad.
First beer's on me. Wait, is he old enough to drink?
No, he's old enough. It's not a height requirement.
Oh, okay.
It's not a ride at Six Flags.
Yes. But, yes, miss you, Johnny. Noah wanted us to make fun of you. And, I mean, you know, if you would like to sponsor a segment, we can make fun of Noah next time. So just let us know.
Maybe that's a thing. Maybe just every segment will, every episode we'll have a segment making fun of somebody.
We should get a big wheel and spin it. Who do we make fun of this week? And we can nominate whose name
John's
goes on the wheel.
John's got an awesome set of tools. He can build it.
Yeah, you can. That's what we'll do. You tweet in who we should make fun of, and we put their names on the wheel, and then we spin the wheel.
We could. Well, no, let's sell spots on the wheel.
Ooh.
It's a fundraiser.
This is going to take care of all of our financial problems.
I know. Quit my job tomorrow. Fuck that noise.
All right. So now that's all the little stuff taken care of. Not that the Piesaw and the Ambush and the AO St. Louis and the Riverfront Times and the MLS Cup and the Chupacabras and Johnny Brown are little stuff. Well, Johnny Brown is little stuff.
Segment's over, Brad.
Oh, sorry. But now let's talk about our big topic. What's going on next Monday, Mitch?
I am off work.
Yep, me too.
And I'm off work on Tuesday.
I'm going to work on Tuesday.
Why?
Because I have a limited number of vacation days.
That's a shame.
Yep.
I do too, but I'm doing good.
All right. You got a government job.
No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I just don't do anything fun.
Oh, okay.
Unlike you.
I am living it up.
Yeah.
Vida loca. So, in less than 1 week's time, on Monday, we are having a international friendly
downtown St. Louis
at the Busch
Stadium. Gets transformed.
Arriaga 2.
Simpsons reference for those who don't know. Look it up. It's maybe one of the best soccer Simpsons references ever.
So, Bosnia versus Argentina.
Unfortunately,
let's
just get the skeleton out of the closet here. Or the bad quad out of the closet.
Yeah, The one reason, well, I don't want to say that. One of the biggest reasons,
the
most
people. The primary reason.
That a lot of people were going to this.
Myself included.
Was because the ninth wonder of the world, Lionel Messi.
China. The female wrestler.
Lionel Messi was going to be playing with Argentina. He's been battling leg injuries on and off for months now. We knew that was a possibility since it is a meaningless friendly that he wouldn't play, and it happened against Real Betis that he officially pulled up lame, and Barcelona said no dice.
Real Betis. Now that was the running back for the Rams.
Yes, the bus.
Okay.
Real Betis, also known as the bus.
This was devastating when I heard this weekend. It was.
Yes. He is officially out. He has been removed from the roster. Barcelona does not want their
investment
super multi-million dollar baby to come play for basically what's a meaningless game for Argentina.
Yeah.
And I understand that as personally devastated as I am, because we saw Ronaldo, it would have been nice to see Messi. So we can say legitimately we've seen the two best players in the world.
What about Lee Boyer?
Okay. We could also add Zlatan to that list. He's tearing it up.
Yeah.
But no, we won't be seeing Messi. Good news is Argentina is loaded with superstars.
See, that's the thing. I mean, everybody focuses on Messi.
Yeah.
And it still hasn't been said if they're going to call up
Tevez.
Dracula
might be called in.
Yeah, Tevez, that's his name.
But, I mean, Angel De Maria, Jose Mascherano, Higuain, Sergio Aguero. I mean,
they're stacked.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at guys that start on big
international who's who of soccer players with Argentina. So
we're still going to see some
top
flight players.
And on the other side of the ball with Bosnia, you know, they've got Dzeko. What's the kid from St. Louis? His name? I can never remember it.
Taylor Twellman?
Yes, Taylor Twellman. kid that played at SLU. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, crap.
Anyway. They're all going to be there. It's going to be a good game, I think.
Damn it, now I can't remember his name.
Well, Google it. You got the magic machine in your hand.
That's a vibrator.
So anyway, we're going to be missing Messi. We're still going to have fun. But let's talk about the other problem. Even if Messi was going to be there, the problem is this game has sold poorly.
Yeah, and I don't think that's really any big surprise.
It is and it isn't. I mean, the previous two friendlies they've had here, we sold over 100,000 seats. We sold out the Man City Chelsea game at Busch Stadium.
Vidad.
We almost sold out the Dome,
which is impressive because it obviously seats
many more people, right? For Real Madrid and Inter Milan, which was a lesser draw, I thought, other than Ronaldo.
It's not the Real Madrid of years past.
I mean, English soccer is always going to get the bigger draw with Chelsea. Chelsea has tons of fans. City has tons of fans.
Most of them within the past 2 years.
Well, sure. But
yay!
This game has not sold well. We can talk about the reasons why.
I think it's worth discussing.
Yeah.
First and foremost, they've gone to the well too many times.
Exactly. I mean, this is the third match, basically.
In 8 months.
Yeah. And the first match, for example, I took my whole family.
Which is not cheap.
It was not cheap at all. It was probably $450.
After Ticket Bastard
fees. Right. And that's before parking and concessions. Second game, I just went by myself. But I still spent over $100.
Yeah, and both those I just took my son.
Right.
So
you're $200
each. Not quite where you're at, but pretty damn close.
So third time, it becomes less of an event. Like the first time was like, oh my God, we may never get to see another big soccer game ever again.
And it was a completely new concept, having this game in Busch Stadium, the hallowed ground.
Right. Second game was like, wow, this is still a big deal.
It's in the Dome. This is going to be bigger.
Real Madrid, one of the best teams in the world. Inter Milan, you know, a lot of history there. We got to go see this. This one, I didn't think Argentina versus Bosnia was a big selling point to me.
No, I don't think it's a big selling point to a lot of people.
A lot of casual fans, probably not, other than Messi. And now they've lost that trump card.
And to be honest, if it, and this isn't a xenophobic thing, but if it would have been England, big draw.
Right.
If it would have been, well, France, not anymore.
Spain, there was talk of Spain coming.
Spain could have been a big draw.
Back-to-back or World Cup champions and European Cup champions.
But the problem is that when you get into international teams that aren't the United States, the draw is very tough.
Right.
You're not, you having Bosnia is probably going to be the largest expat.
Which leads us to the other point. I don't think the Bosnian turnout is what they expected it to be.
I agree. And one of the things that's been mentioned by a Bosnian on one of the boards that I frequent is that it's a Monday night game.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have jobs that you have to go to Tuesday morning. And you have to...
Or I mean, a lot of people work nights, too.
Yes.
I mean...
You know, you're looking at guys that are maybe working two jobs. They're working all day Monday and then Tuesday morning again.
Add in the fact of there's a lot of Bosnians in Chicago. Maybe those people can't travel now. The surrounding cities who might have a Bosnian population can't draw because they can't take off Monday and Tuesday.
Right. Right. And so, you know, the scheduling is incredibly poor. And it's not like you're going up against a Cardinals game.
Right.
That was one of my kind of issues with this, is that, yes, you're looking at the international travel schedule. But there's no physical reason locally to have it on a Monday night.
Right. And yeah, you're not. Yeah, it's not like the Cardinals are playing there on Friday.
Right.
Although, yeah, the international dates, I'm not sure how that's arranged. Maybe they did have to put it there. But that could explain why attendance isn't what it's going to be or what it should be.
I think it's damaging. And I don't think there's any way of getting around that.
Another thing, cold weather. I mean, it's not going to keep your diehard soccer fans away, but it will keep the casual.
Cold today.
It's going to keep your casual fans away, definitely.
And the thing is too is that
it's not at the dome; it's outside at Busch.
And it's at night, so it's not even like you can say, "Well,
it'll
we'll be
sunny,
there, but
it'll
be sunny."
Yeah.
You know, no, you're going to be out there at night. And Busch Stadium has a pretty good breeze that comes in off the river there. I mean, people tend to forget about it until you're standing in it in the cold, and you're like, "Holy shit, it's cold."
I think the and then the final thing we need to bring up is how expensive it is. These games have been cash grabs. I'm sorry, that's the only way to describe them.
And I don't think anybody from the organizations involved would argue that fact.
Yeah, it's
the first one. Maybe not as much. The first one may have been more of let's see how this does. Let's put all
cover our bases and
right.
Yeah.
And they went kind of balls out with the two teams too.
But I mean, this time we didn't get the good seats. We got upper deck, not the nosebleeds, but the second ring. And it's going to, after fees and everything, it's close to $100 a ticket.
At this point, you just can't keep going to that well.
Yeah.
I mean.
And you know, Bird pointed out, we talked about Matt Bird earlier. He got tickets for the Houston Dynamo Kansas City playoff game, which is in a couple weeks here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Eastern Conference Finals, he's paying like $35 for a seat to that. He has gone to the last couple American Outlaws United States games, one in Kansas City, one in Columbus. He paid less to go to those two games. And this is going to see not his national team, not a local team that he cares about. No, I'm talking about this game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can go see, if you'd ask me, would you rather pay $50 to go see the United States or $90 to go see Argentina?
There's no choice.
I'd rather go see the United States.
I don't think anybody involved in soccer in St. Louis would say differently.
So, yeah. I mean, ticket prices are too high for these games.
The rent is too damn high.
And
that's one of the things, too, is that
a one-time game is a novelty. I'm willing to pay extra for it.
Yes, that was exactly where I was headed.
I'm not paying $100 for every game from now on.
First time, shame on me. Third time, won't get fooled again. Mission accomplished, America.
So hopefully, if they do, I mean, the numbers we've heard is there are maybe 20,000 empty seats at this game. I mean, that's ridiculous, but
And a lot of people are starting to get the phone calls now from the Busch Stadium sales reps.
I didn't have to do that for the first game.
No.
First game was sold out in minutes.
Yeah. You know, and that was the thing I was going to bring up is that, you know, I bought tickets to that first game and they said, "Oh, you bought to the first game. You know, are you going to this game?" "Yeah. Would you like to buy some of our extra tickets?"
Yeah.
They didn't find it as funny as I did.
Right.
But, you know, but that's the point is that I'm seeing more and more people who bought a few extra tickets thinking, oh, and then once
oh, and
reality,
I thought so too. I thought, hey, the Bosnians are going to buy these tickets up immediately. So I thought, I'm getting eight, and we had one extra ticket that for a long time, we didn't know if we'd be able to sell the one extra.
Yeah, and that's scary.
Which, you know, for the first game, I could have sold 100 extra tickets.
We had people that were looking for tickets that didn't get to go.
Right.
And that's impressive when you see that many tickets that sold in that short of a time frame, and then this one, you know, we're guesstimating 20,000.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's, I mean, and nobody will comment on the number now. Hopefully they will sell some tickets before then. Hopefully it's not as bad as what we've heard.
We're seeing billboards everywhere. Yeah. I've seen there's one on 55, there's one on 40.
There's one on 44.
There's one on 44. Yeah. I'm sure there's some up north. I haven't headed up north or anywhere out. But we didn't see
basically
these.
If I go to the website right now, everything but the cheapest seats, there are tickets available.
And in groups of four, I heard.
Yes. So
that's scary. I mean, that's a lot of tickets.
And without Messi, those last second sales of, come on, it may be the last time you get to see Messi, that's gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that was one of the things I was mentioned before we got started, was that the for sale board at work on our company webpage, two posts went up today saying tickets available that I won't be able to use, and I'm making air quotes.
Ironically, a day after Messi is officially ruled out. Right.
Yeah. It's like, you know, maybe one of them did legitimately not be able to use them, but when you see multiples, you don't think so. And right. And we went on, a coworker and I went on StubHub today, and some of these tickets are going under face value now.
Yeah.
And that's...
First game, they were going for like $100 over face value.
That was our running joke, is that with the first one, I could have... The tickets that I sold to other Hooligans, if I would have sold them for the values I was getting on StubHub, I could have made my house payment.
Well, yeah, and we were very...
And now I couldn't make a McDonald's payment.
We were very adamant about no gouging, no scalping at a higher rate to your fellow Hooligans. This time, it's a joke, because I feel stupid for buying mine at face value.
Mm-hmm. No, that was the thing I was going to say, is that if you want to go and you want to have a good time with us, wait, because there's going to be tickets available.
Yeah.
Save yourself a few bucks and spend it on beer.
Right. Or check out StubHub right now. You'll get them at less than face value.
Yeah. So, you know, hey.
Which, good. It's screwing the scalpers who thought they'd have fun and buy up the tickets and be able to sell them.
I do enjoy that greatly.
Yeah, fuck them. Here's the thing I hope. I hope this doesn't hurt our potential for, you know, we've heard rumors that maybe a USA versus Bosnia might be a spring possibility.
You got to wonder if that's going to be on the docket now. But, again, it's USA. I mean, seeing how well USA sold in Kansas City, in Columbus, I think I legitimately feel that you can sell USA anywhere in this country right now.
I think so, but it's also a matter of, you know, how big a black eye does this put on St. Louis? Do they look at the first two, which were hugely successful, or do they look at the last one, which wasn't so successful?
I genuinely think, and I might be too optimistic when I say this, they're going to say, holy shit, it's the middle of November.
Yeah.
Is this really the smartest thing?
Yeah.
Because it's damn cold in November. Or it could be 70 degrees.
Right.
We don't know.
And couple that with the fact that I hope Relevant, who's putting on these games, learns something from this. The Hooligans have tried the last couple of games to get a section blocked off where we can all sit together. I guarantee we could sell more tickets to Hooligans if we said, hey, I know neither one of these teams are your team, but we're all sitting together. You know, that would sell a few more tickets.
Yep.
Also would help sell the game.
Well, and not only that, but I think there's a better chance of me telling, like Jason, my coworker, hey, we got a group.
Come with us.
You got to come with us.
Right.
Well, he was even telling me today that his friend who he went to the last game with called him today and said, nah, fuck this, I ain't going.
Yeah.
Messi's not there.
Right.
So the casual people are giving up on this idea.
Plus, it would help look better in the stand if you had a group together singing, chanting.
Wearing similar colors or scarves.
You know, help sell the game in St. Louis in general.
Yeah, and they're going to hurt themselves.
And this is not just the Hooligans. I know several Bosnian groups tried to buy large blocks of tickets. I know one of them did.
But that was because somebody put up the cash.
Some individual took it upon themselves to pay for it. Always said, yeah, we'll sell you a block of however many tickets you want. Give me the cash. I mean, that's just not the way it works. The good news is, if the United States comes, AO St. Louis, AO National has the power to make that happen.
So that's a good point to mention. You might want to go ahead and join AO.
Right.
While
right.
you can, sometime between now and then.
If a game comes here, or if a game comes to Kansas City or Chicago.
It's a great opportunity.
You can get in on that easy.
So I pulled up weather here while we were talking.
Yep.
Right, obviously, it's 6 days away or whatever it is. 58 degrees and raining.
So.
That is not a comfortable environment.
Yeah.
And I don't think, again, I just don't think it was well thought out.
No, I don't think so.
I'm sure they wanted to get far enough away from the World Series, but that's
a month
away now.
I honestly think they counted on being able to sell Bosnians the tickets to the Bosnian national team.
And but it's Monday night.
No, I know. No,
that's, I mean,
I'm not. I'm not blaming the Bosnian population.
No, I agree.
I'm blaming the marketers who thought
we
can.
Fucked up. That's
they
all
thought
it is
we
too.
Can fuck these people over. We can charge them whatever we want.
And get paid.
And get paid. And they're finding out, no, you can't.
Not on a Monday night.
Not on a Monday night. Not when it's cold. Not when you won't let the fans buy a group together. I mean, the first two games, they got off pretty easy because it was a novelty. They're going to have to learn to market to soccer fans from now on.
Well, and that brings me to the next point that I have a concern with this, is that there's been a lot of discussion about ESPN coming for this game and having some sort of pregame or special or what have you regarding this game, soccer in St. Louis. And I think it also falls again into the short-sightedness of a lot of these people that make the plans. You know they're going to trot out the Hall of Famers, and I have nothing against the Hall of Famers. I have much love and respect for them, but they're not selling tickets today. They're not,
right.
You know, as much as I love Al Trost, he's not buying 500 tickets. You know, maybe he is. I don't know.
Yeah.
He might roll that way.
Well, no.
But
I mean,
they need to start moving away from the history of St. Louis
right.
and moving towards a future of St. Louis.
Right. The history of soccer is great in St. Louis, but that story's been told too many times now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like you said, no disrespect. I think those guys should always get a mention when you talk about St. Louis soccer.
Absolutely.
But it didn't end 20 years ago.
Didn't end 50 years ago
right.
or whenever.
There's still fans. It's still thriving. You know, yes, we don't have an MLS team, but there are soccer fans here, and it has a pulse, and I wish some of these stories would focus on what's going on now.
I agree. And we're not Sons of Ben.
No.
We're not Portland.
No.
I don't want to be either of those places. I want to be us.
That said, the Timbers Army wasn't what it is today when they were in NASL and USL Pro.
When they played against AC St. Louis, they were barely bigger than us.
Timbers Army was probably 1,000 members, and they'd been going since the 70s.
Right. So, you know, yes.
Once they made the move to MLS, everybody joined in.
Yes.
And I guarantee you there's a lot of Portland Timbers Army members that are like, hey, I've been here from the beginning. You just showed up yesterday, hipster. But that's the way it goes. Same thing with Seattle's fans. Same thing with the Vancouver Whitecaps fans.
Yep.
Montreal Impact fans. These guys have been there for a long time, but it wasn't as big as it is now.
Yeah. And those are great examples of places that had to do it the long.
Right.
It was a long sell.
Right.
We're in the middle of that long sell right now. You know,
we're not doing this so next year we get an MLS team.
I'm not saying that ESPN needs to come and talk to you and me.
No.
Well, you can find us on Twitter if you want to. But
well, and we've joked about that before. If 7, 8, 9, 10 years from now we get an MLS team, no one will know who we were.
No.
But that's fine.
But they'll know who the Luligans are.
Right.
And that's our legacy.
And you know, I would hope we get so big that they forget me and you.
Well, I'd like a scarf.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd like, you know, to sit in the old man's seat, you know, and
with the back.
Yeah. Hey, somebody go get that old drooling fool a beer. He can't walk.
No, that's just Rocco today.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, that's the point. You know, these groups that we look at today with such awe and, I mean, or Bird looks at with such cynicism. because, yes, they didn't invent the wheel. There have been supporters groups forever. But Timbers Army wasn't as big as they are today. the ECS in Seattle wasn't as big as they are. The Southsiders in Vancouver weren't as big as they are. So we just want to be that stair step. We want to take it to that next level where, you know, we start to build something, and we are starting to build something.
I mean, just even today, we added, you know, there was a few more likes, there's a few more
followers. Over, yeah, we got, just because of the Riverfront Times article, we got 30 more followers. And like I told you, if that means we get two more fans out to a game, that's success.
That's all that matters. Right. And this is where soccer is today. It's not in the history. It's not in, you build upon that history and you make it where it is and right. where you can go.
Nobody's going to give us a team because of what happened in 1950.
Absolutely not.
They're going to give us a team for what's happening now.
They're not going to give us a team for what happened in 1992.
Right.
It's all about what's happening today.
And if an investor sees a lively group, even a small lively group, out supporting the Lions, that may be the difference.
There's life. It's that spark of life. I mean, it's kind of cheesy, but in the movie WALL-E, when they find that little...
Jesus, I'm turning off the mic.
No, you're not. That little plant in a mound of dirt... That is Brad. Brad is a little pain. Yeah, I need another beer.
WALL-E. Fucking WALL-E. Wow.
I don't know. Find me something in the beer.
Get him something. We're well, yes, please.
Producer WALL-E. John, more beers.
I mean, that was a stretch, even for you.
I've been thinking of something to drop in there that Mitch, was just way out there.
Mitch has been hanging out with the kids too much.
Yeah, I have. I know this.
No, but that's what we're at. That's the point we're at.
But we are that seedling. You know, it's, right. there's nothing around us.
And so that's why when this article comes out in Riverfront Times, and then inevitably, I know I shouldn't, but I read the comments.
You can't help it.
And what'd you bring us, John?
I want this one because I haven't tried that one yet.
What kind of beers do we have?
From
Great
from
Lakes
his
or
trip, from his trip to Ohio.
Let me try that one. It looks pretty.
The goat.
The goat.
He just wants the plastic.
I just want the goat. The goat sucker. Chupacabra.
There it is. Comes back around.
No. So you read these articles or these comments and like, oh, you know, St. Louis doesn't deserve a team, or oh, you guys aren't, you know, good enough or whatever. Look, we know we're not getting an MLS team tomorrow.
I love Captain Obvious that always posts on these things. Well, what you need first is a man with money. Well, really?
Yeah.
I thought these things were free. I thought it was a commune where they just came around and shared teams.
So we're not delusional. We know.
Well, some people are. You and I are not.
We know this isn't going to happen overnight.
Oh, you almost put your goat in your beer.
Almost sucked my goat. But it has to start somewhere. And you know what? We're having fun.
That's really what this all is about at the end of the day. It's a good fucking time.
I mean, anybody who came out to that Piasaw game last week had fun. Yeah, well, yeah.
John thinks they have warrants for their arrest, which is possible.
But it was
if
fun.
If we were in the lawless state of Texas, probably not.
You go to Lions games in the summer, it's fucking hot, it's depressing, but we have fun.
Yeah, and really that's what it is that... It was even amusing, too, is that with a lot of people, Jesus, John, keep that in your pants. A lot of people sharing the link for this article today. Well, the one thing that was a common thread through everybody was the community, the friendship. I think
right.
I think Greg the Luchador even put something about, I love my friends.
Right.
And that's what it is. These are a lot of people that you may not hang out with in any other walk of life. I mean, a tattoo artist who's covered.
Yeah.
The loudest fucking person I've ever met.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it's defined a lot of who my friendships are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do more stuff with the Luligans than my other friends.
You have no other friends.
I do. I do. I no. do. I pay them $3.99 a minute to talk to me on the phone, but I have them. But no, I mean, it's something to do. I mean, we always laugh about it. It's like, oh, I can't make it through this week. Oh, wait a minute. There's a game this Saturday. We can make it.
And the thing is, too, is that it's you don't have to be a drunkard. You don't have to be the over-the-top soccer fan who knows everything. We've got plenty of people who don't know anything about soccer.
Some of them motherfuckers don't know dick.
We got some people that don't drink.
Yeah.
They're called designated drivers.
Yes.
But, you know, it's
It's a big, diverse group.
It is. It is a crazy diverse group. I mean, like the one gal said, I don't see a lot of women in that picture. Well, there weren't in that picture, but there are a handful more than it looks like.
But I am the first to say, there's not enough women. Please, no. Please come out.
Yes.
Help us. Help us balance those numbers.
And we do have a lot in Andy and Jesse and Liz and Jen. And, you know, there's several Jens.
Several Jens, Sarah. Yeah. I mean, we've got women that come out.
But, you know, the thing is, just come out. Just have fun. Let's go into a happy place. Not your pants. A happy place. Tailgating.
Yeah.
Because...
And let's talk about that. We kind of talked about the downside of this Argentina-Bosnia game, about the ticket sales being shitty and maybe not what they should be. But the upside is we're going to have a tailgate.
We always have a tailgate, let's be honest.
Let me tell you, buy a ticket to the game if you don't already. But even if you don't go to the game, come to the tailgate. Because we're going to have some fun. And we do have guys come into the tailgate that aren't going to the game.
Do we really?
Yes, we do.
That's fantastic.
Because they don't have $100 to blow on a game, but they want to come out and have fun because they know it's always a good time hanging out with us.
And if anybody's been to the last two events, they know. These tailgates have grown. And now, granted, this one may not be as big as the last one because it was an all-day event on a Saturday. But... You know, again, we've figured out how to do this well by now. Major credit goes to Eric Bonita. He shows up early, gets a great spot. Which, speaking of which, I did make a note when I was driving today, the actual address or the intersection of the street here. It's Poplar and 4th is the parking lot. So if you want to use your Google machine.
Right there to the east of the stadium.
Yeah, right next to the Tums building.
We will post a picture of where we're at that day and everything, but Eric's going to get there early.
He's got a big-ass red truck.
And depending on how cold it is depending on how early I'll get there. but come out.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, we're going to have, you know, we always have food. We always have beer.
The other thing I want to mention, you know, we've got lots of different fans in our group. When we get together at the Amsterdam and watch soccer games, there's a lot of shit talking going. Same with national teams. If you're a Bosnia fan, please do not feel afraid to come down because it's not like we're rooting for Argentina anyway. But I mean, you'll find people on both sides.
We're neutral FC.
We're neutral. And even if we are for one team or the other, it's going to be a fun time. So I know the Bosnians are going to have a big tailgate. They're going to be having a party. Hell, we may wander over to their party. But it would be nice if maybe they're in the same area as us, you know, have a little interaction, have some fun, kick the ball around.
Well, and that was the nice thing about the last one is that's how we really understood how good we were with American Outlaws.
Right.
You know, it's these kind of moments where you get to sit and interact with people that you normally don't get to, where you find out, hey, we're all in this together.
Yeah, and AO will be there with us again, this tailgate. I mean, we're all there to have a good time. We're all there to have some fun, drink a few beers, kick the ball around.
How many is a few?
Well, it's different for every person. For me, it's like 12.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. I need to eat, though. Last time I didn't eat.
Yes, that was exactly your problem last time. The fact that you didn't eat.
Yeah. Well, there were lots of problems. But, hey, I'm not Matt Brown. I didn't get lost in the bathroom. I almost got into a fight, but I wasn't lost. Oh. I knew exactly where I was.
Was that fight with a toilet paper holder?
No, it was with a cop who really had a problem with me walking through a crowd of 1,000 people. I just wanted to get to the other side.
You do know Vandita is one of us. You don't have to fight that cop.
I know. I kept saying, I know a guy. But anyway. Come out, have fun at the tailgate with us, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and find out where we're going to be. Piasaw games, Ambush games, St. Louis Lions games, Chupacabra games, Fire and Ice games.
Oh, Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice. We didn't even mention them. Again, it's one of these things. I'm not an indoor soccer fan. I'm having a hell of a time at indoor soccer games. I never would have thought I was a women's soccer fan, but I'm having a hell of a time at the Fire and Ice games. You know... Lindsay, great owner / coach. Erica, assistant coach. Don't know if Sam's coming back this year. Sam's kind of doing his own thing.
But you bring up Lindsay, and you know we brought up Matt earlier. I think it's worth mentioning at some point here that you know when we talk about the future of soccer in St. Louis, how not everything's about the past.
Right.
These kind of people are the future of soccer in St. Louis.
Yeah.
That they're doing things the right way. That it's, you know, the active social media, the appreciating who we are and what we bring and embracing that role. These are the kind of people that understand that we're closer to those kind of places that the MLS talks about than we are the places that they used to talk about. It's not New England. It's not Toronto. It's closer to the Portlands, to the Kansas Cities, than it is anything else.
Right. And I, you know, I'm just, I'm, as I'm thinking here.
You're looking at porn on your phone, aren't you?
I'm not, it's not porn. Hold on. I'm reading a book right now, but I can't remember. It's called Seattle Sounders FC, Authentic Masterpiece, the inside story of the Seattle Sounders, sorry. And it makes me laugh. You're talking about that, the new school versus the old school. When Sounders got their team, MLS came in and said, and Sounders had existed for a long time as a USL Pro team, or USL 1, as it was called back in the day, before the NASL split and all that ugliness. MLS came in and said, okay, here's the game plan. What you do is you market to soccer moms, you market to families, you want to try to get about 5,000 to 8,000 people your first season, and if you do that, you're doing great. And Seattle said, well, if you look at what's going on in Toronto, they marketed to kind of the soccer fans and kind of maybe towards the supporter groups, and we think we should do that. And MLS said, nope, we're telling you, soccer moms and families, that's the way to do it. And Seattle said, well, thanks for your advice, but we're going to do our own thing. And Seattle's been averaging 38,000 to 44,000.
They've had to open the upper bowl in a football stadium.
Exactly. So this is the new guard of soccer.
It's MLS 2.0.
Right. And we're about to head into MLS 3.0. It needs to go up a notch. Same thing needs to happen. With local soccer teams, and you're seeing it. Fire and Ice and Piasaw are really aggressively marketing towards fans. And they're not eliminating the soccer moms and the families, but they're also taking care to include the hardcore soccer supporters.
Well, and they're bridging that gap, too.
Right, and they're making a place for both of them.
Yeah, and they're encouraging that, too, as right. well. That was one of the things that I was always impressed by with what Lindsay did, was that it was... Here's who these guys are. They bring this kind of nuttiness. If it's for you, great. If it's not, that's fine,
and
too.
And we're going to give them a section by themselves.
Yep. And if you want to go hang with them, bit. That's great. Right. If you don't, that's great. And here's who they are. Thanks to them for being here.
And, you know, who were the two? Well, give credit to the Lions. The Lions also retweeted the St. Louis, the RFT article. But the Piasaw and the Fire and Ice were the first ones there saying, these are our fans. These are our fans,
yeah.
You know, and claiming us. And they're really partners more than, you know, anything else.
At first I wanted to say, oh, they have that sense of ownership in us, but it's not an ownership. It's really, like you said, a partnership.
Right.
It's what can we do together?
Right.
And you know, they're going to, some of the Fire and Ice people, I know Lindsay and Erica were talking about coming by to the tailgate, you know,
right.
at the Bosnia. They're not just...
They're not owners who owners. Just want our money. They're
they want to hang.
Friends, yeah.
Because they get it. This is what soccer is.
And they're soccer fans themselves.
Yeah. And that's what's needed. Yes, you need somebody with money.
Right.
But you also need somebody who knows the intricacies of right. the supporter.
Well, and it's hard with Lindsay and Erica because they're on the sidelines. But with Matt and Lindsay during Piasaw games, they're over there in the middle of the game. Everything going okay? Do you guys need anything? How can we help you? And we're like, hey, we're having fun. You know, don't worry about it. But
probably a bail bondsman.
But, but you know, they're asking us what kind of beer we want. They're asking us, you know, hey, do you have enough room over here? Do you want bleachers over here? Do you want, you know, they're catering to their fans.
Fried chickens and a Coke.
Yes, they're catering to their fans. And they realize that within that group of fans are your hardcore soccer supporters. And they enjoy the craziness that we bring.
And I like to use that Piasaw game as an example. The families were in the middle.
Right.
And we walked past them.
They were separated
and
from
there,
us.
There
right.
wasn't a disdain by either group. In fact, there was a lot of parents, a lot of kids are like, hey, they're here. You know,
right.
It was like, hey, those guys are silly down at that end, and they're entertaining, and except for the guy that's climbing on the boards and humping it while wearing a camera on his head. But, you know, they...
And I think a lot of the problems that we have with the Lions are because we're not separated. We're too close to the families.
I used to think that, but I think a lot of it is also just that building the understanding that I think the interaction with a youth club,
yeah,
that there has to be, I think a lot of the parents, I coach the third grade team, and we had a great year, third place, thank you very much. But, you know, a lot of those parents wouldn't get what we do
right.
until they talked to me and saw it.
Right.
And that's what you have to kind of, you know, introduce
them to. And some of that is on the club, which I will say Piasaw and Fire and Ice have both done very well introducing us to their fans through social media, through things like that. And, you know, it's a process. It's a learning curve. But, again, the new school, we need to promote the new school, not the past.
And you know, this friendly is a great time to be new school.
Yep.
From the old school, but from the new. Applaud or boo, do what you want to.
So, for having nothing to talk about, this has been a pretty lengthy podcast.
No, it's not really lengthy.
Well, girthy. Sorry. No.
Soda can.
But it seems like we've covered a lot of ground tonight. Maybe not as silly as some would like. Well, it's been pretty silly, but not, I mean, we're both still.
We only burped like four times.
I can probably drive home, so it's not that bad. I mean, I'm driving home, but I can probably legitimately drive home. Officer, I quit drinking. Wink, wink.
Thank God this isn't live.
Yeah, I got Eric's number. No, I think it was a good introduction for those who are maybe just joining us for the first time. We covered a lot of ground, talked about a lot of great things, and we want to see you out at all of these events.
I mean, let's be honest, we're kicking ass lately.
I think so.
We're on a roll.
Yeah.
We're doing good things.
Yep.
We haven't had anybody die yet.
Nope.
We haven't set anything on fire yet.
It's been a while, but yeah. Early in AC, we set up a jersey on fire.
Oh, that's right. We did. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But I think that's the last, and Mandy set her car on fire.
It wasn't like a full-blown car fire.
She had an extinguisher. It was fine. just burned some hair. It's all right. Just a scorching. But other than that.
Jesus. Oh, help me, Jesus.
Ain't nobody got time for that. So. So let me do a quick recap here, just so everybody's on board and can remember what we talked about.
Pelvis full hair.
American Outlaws, they're having events at Amsterdam for every U.S. men's national team game.
11:15, 2 p.m., 11:19, 1:45 p.m.
That was a lot of numbers, but Friday afternoon, they're playing against Scotland. So check it out.
8-6-7-5-9.
Yes, and again, follow AO St. Louis on Twitter. Second thing. RFT article. If you haven't read it, please go to RFT blog online.
Like it.
Like the article. Get us some reps. Share the article on your Facebook page and or Twitter. Like it on our Facebook page and or Twitter. Next thing, Piasaw. We had a wonderful time. Crazy first game. We want you to be at the next game, which is coming up November 30th. Ambush home opener November 22nd, and they also have a game on the 23rd. Go check them out. MLS Cup is on December 7th. There's also a Piasaw game that night. We will be having an event somewhere. Chupacabra, it will happen sometime. Maybe this year, maybe next year, maybe the year after that. But goats will
maybe
be
in Albuquerque.
Goats will be sucked. Follow us to find out more. Johnny Brown is short. That's the next. We love him. I love the guy, but he's short. And finally, the Bosnia game. If you're not going to the game, please come to the tailgate party.
Let's do some for the next segment of Make Fun of Johnny Brown.
Yes.
Let's try to find things to make fun of him that don't have to do with his height.
Okay. Can we talk about how stupid he is?
Yes, absolutely.
Just kidding, Johnny. We love you.
I did go to Kirksville.
Johnny, come back on the podcast sometime.
Anytime.
Yep. So that's all I've got for today. What about you, Mitch?
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good. It's. I love doing this. I think we have a good time.
Yeah.
It's mostly about the time that you and I get to snuggle.
Yep. And drink some beers together. And It's just like why we go to these local games. We get to have fun, have a few laughs, drink a few beers. John waits on us hand and foot. Hoof and mouth.
What?
What? Yeah, we're going to film that.
I need that GoPro camera again.
Goats, anyone? But no, come out and have fun with us. Please do your part to support local soccer. And if you want to be a leader in the Luligan group, you know what you have to do?
Start a petition.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Get a Kickstarter.
Nope.
Ask on the Facebook page.
Nope.
Kick somebody.
Nope.
Kick somebody in the head.
What you need to do is show up and do something. That's all we ask. Show up.
Can they kick somebody in the head?
If you kick somebody in the head, it's bonus points.
Yeah. I got a
list. Kickstarter, as John just said. Kickstarter and the Lilligans mean something else altogether. But no, show up, have fun, and bring to it your own individual talents, whatever they may be.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people standing around with scarves on at these things. Come up.
Ooh, let me bring that up.
Oh?
Scarves.
Oh, we thought we were done.
Scarves. We almost thought we were done.
Bonus content.
Eric Howell, our lovely rep from Global Scarves.
Who did our majestic scarves that we currently only have about a dozen left.
That's what I'm getting at. He tweeted me, said, you guys need to talk about scarves. That was his recommendation for the podcast.
What
obviously.
Always be closing.
Suck up. ABC. I would love to talk about our lovely scarf, but here's the problem. We're running low.
Low.
And when they're gone,
that's it. No more.
They're gone. We're not ordering another batch of these. The next scarf will probably be
a chupacabra related
scarf. So what I need you to do is come to the tailgate next Monday, or at the very latest, the last Piasaw game.
If they're going to be left by then,
they're going to go fast. So
you need to buy ahead.
Yep. So please come out and get a scarf. Say you were there. You know. Be one of the few, the proud. I'm watching an Army commercial, sorry. they're the Marines. Oh, happy birthday, Marines. It was their birthday the other day. And anyway, so.
Ooh, a 50 cal.
I love scarves.
Can I have a 50 cal with the scarf money?
Nope.
Damn it.
We're not making that much.
How about a Singapore cane?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can afford a cane.
I got two. One for me, one for Rocco.
Rocco, got your cane, buddy.
Yeah.
I saw it tonight. Woo!
Beaten sticks.
So, come out, have some fun, buy a scarf while they last. T-shirts will probably be coming up in the spring. So, if you want to be a part, we do have the Cafe Press store, which has a small selection, but we're going to have a new official T-shirt this spring. Probably going to be printed by our friend Ryan and Amanda at Adrenaline Prints.
Support your Luligan businesses.
Yes. So, that's all I have for today. What about you, Mitch?
You already asked me. I said no.
All right. That's it. That's all we got.
How about you just take us home?
How's it go? Thank you for joining us. This is Brad for This Is Silly with the Luligans, and Mitch was with me, and John brought us beers,
and now I'm singing
curse words. That's all I got.
It's not good at
no,
all.
No, no. You'll play some funky music and it'll all sound great. Fade to black. We're out.
See ya.